In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Today is indeed, as is every divine liturgy, of course, but today, especially in the mindset, the understanding, the lives of Orthodox Christians, a celebration. And in the lives of Orthodox Christians, especially those of Greek descent, but really all of us, because is what we'll hear a little bit later, what Greece and the history of Greece has brought to the world, it's a double celebration today. First and foremost, it's the celebration of, as we heard in the hymns and in the gospel, of both the greeting or the announcement, not just an announcement, but the announcement, the evangelismos, the announcement of good news that the angel Gabriel brought to Mary. And it's also a celebration because it's about the response of Mary. And so in the apolitikion, the hymn of the feast, sums it up. In fact, it uses the word summary. Some of the other translations use the word beginning, but this one uses summary. Today is the summary of our salvation, or in other translations, the beginning of our salvation, and the revelation of the age-old mystery. For the Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin, and Gabriel announces the good news of grace. Therefore, let us join him and cry aloud to the Theotokos, rejoice, maiden full of grace, the Lord is with you. What beautiful words. Imagine a 14 or 15 or 16-year-old young girl, really, as we know tradition tells us that she was, hearing those words. First of all, having an angel appear to her. Secondly, telling her that she would bear a child when she wasn't even betrothed, she wasn't even married. And thirdly, hearing the words of the angel about her Lord, the very same person that she was from the time she was born till this time, raised in and around the temple, hearing the words of her parents and of all the people that were faithful Jews, faithful followers of God, anticipating the coming Messiah. All these things I'm certain that she knew about. And here the angel was speaking to her and saying these words, rejoice, maiden or maidservant or servant is the word in Greek. Full of grace. Origen tells us, I just read this a day or two ago, that nowhere else in Scripture do we hear these words being said to another person except to Mary. Full of grace. The Lord is with you. How would we like to hear those words? The answer is we would love it. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. We just talked about this in the compline service. For God is with us. Oti methimon, o Theos. For God is with us. The Lord is with you. How awesome those words would have been to hear as Mary heard them. And by extension, as we hear them. So Mary, first and foremost, lived a life of service, and she lived a life of obedience. And we've heard this time and time again about the person of Mary and why for us, this is why we follow what she said, all generations will call me blessed or blessed, and why we honor her. Because of, not just because of even what we read in Scripture or what we enjoy in terms of our celebrations. But because in Mary, we are to see, hopefully we do see, the very same response we too should also give. We too also ponder in our hearts. We too also contemplate the mystery of salvation, that God would become like one of us. Indeed, that's why we hear this epistle from Hebrews that we heard today. He became like one of us, fully like one of us. He suffered. He was spit upon. He wept. He hungered. He thirsted. All these things, He became like one of us. Indeed, that is why we celebrate today, because it's the beginning of salvation. And from this point in history and this point in our journey, we begin to first and foremost understand the response, by understanding the response of Mary to this good news that God's Son would be conceived by Mary and the Holy Spirit, would be born, would live, would preach and teach, would reveal fully in Himself the message that for centuries men and women had hoped for, the coming Messiah. And what did He come for? We hear that again also in the epistle. To save us from our sin, to restore us in Him, to restore us to, as we hear in the beautiful hymns of the funeral service, to our original beauty, to bring us back to the way we were created. This is the good news. This is why, first and foremost, we celebrate this beautiful feast of the Annunciation. Because in Him, in His sacrifice, in His life, and in His sacrifice, freedom and liberty and that which the world so desperately seeks in terms of human rights and all these things, which are good things, but ultimately it's found fully and completely in the sacrifice, in the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is freedom. This is liberty. And this is why we celebrate this beautiful feast. And I said there's a second celebration. And the second celebration is, especially this year, as I said, the Greek nation, the Greek country, indeed, even beyond that, the civilization celebrates the 200th anniversary of what? The beginning of liberation and freedom that the people sought from oppression and tyranny. This is the connection. This is why, in the wisdom of the men and the women at that time, through divine providence, selected this day to begin their fight for freedom and liberty. And that freedom and liberty, they understood. They understood where it came from. Through their blood and their sacrifice, but through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who offered true freedom and true liberty that is beyond temporal freedom and liberty, that is eternal. They understood that. And that is why we celebrate on this day both the feast of the announcement, the evangelismos, the good news that the Christ would be born and bring true and complete and full freedom and liberty from sin, from death and destruction that was wrought by the evil one. And the very same thing are the peoples who fought for their freedom. We very much in this country, as Americans, identify with this, because we also were under tyranny and oppression. But it's different, it's much deeper, because it goes beyond that in history. It goes beyond that in 400 years of oppression, and not just oppression, but even greater than just being oppressed in terms of commerce and economy. It's oppressed in terms of lives, in terms of the ability to freely worship, in terms of the ability to freely live. And so there is absolutely a connection there. But we also identify with that because it traces its roots back to the freedom and liberty that is found in the sacrifice, the crucifixion, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so this is why we celebrate on this day both celebrations. And at the conclusion of the liturgy, we will offer a doxology, a hymn of praise and gratitude and thanksgiving for both of these celebrations. And I will speak about that a little bit in a little bit. But it's an opportunity to express our gratitude and our thanksgiving and our love for the grace of God. Because indeed, as the Archangel Gabriel said to Mary, the words of the Lord, he says to each and every one of us today, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Amen.